Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Ham the Astro Chimp by Richard Hilliard. Narrated by Jody Dick with Brian David and directed by Chris Thies.
A long time ago, a baby chimpanzee was born in Africa. His name was Cheng. Later, he would have a new name, one the whole world would know. As he slept, cradled in his mother's arms, he never could have dreamed of the adventure that lay ahead of him.
Chimpanzees, like gorillas, orangutans, and gibbons, are not monkeys, but apes. Apes are more like human beings than any other animal, and chimps are more similar to us than any other ape. Their skeletons and internal organs, as well as the way they respond to commands, made them ideal test subjects for the final set of Mercury space capsules that flew before the astronauts took over. There were too many unknown factors to place a human in the capsules at first, so NASA scientists decided to send chimpanzees instead. Today, many people think it was cruel to send animals into space, but the chimps were able to obey commands and perform simple tasks, providing an important step in humanity's first voyages into space.
When he was old enough to leave his mother, Cheng and other chimps were brought to New Mexico. There they would be trained to do something no other chimp had done before, travel into space as part of America's Project Mercury. Cheng was renamed Ham, in honor of Holloman Air Medical Center, where he was trained. Of all the chimpanzees at Holloman, Ham was one of the brightest and had a great personality. This was important, because if he was chosen to go into space, he would do so without his trainer at his side. No one knew if living creatures could function in the vacuum of space, so scientists at NASA decided to test a chimp before they sent a human being into the unknown.
Edward C. Dittmer, Jr. was Ham's trainer, as well as that of the other chimps at Holloman Air Medical Center. Ed was born in Laverne, Minnesota in 1918 and was an Army Air Force aeromedical technician when he came to Holloman in 1957. He worked on many aerospace projects, studying the effects of acceleration and low gravity conditions.